This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast on this Tuesday, October 26th, and it's just way too early to be recording this, especially coming off the heels of the late night we had last night. Proud to welcome on board our newest sponsor. And more than just a sponsor, we're talking family. I got to say a special hello to D-Day, Mr. David Siegel, owner and CEO of Mammoth Power Company, who reminds you to lead from the front and get your shit in when it comes to your weightlifting and fitness routines. Get over to mammothpowercompany.com. Check out the official gear of the B-Team Podcast when we're getting our fitness on. And I cannot wait to get done with this neck surgery and step into there. You'll find hoodies, t-shirts, tanks, flex fit ball caps. Very proud of what D-Day has accomplished, not only in his professional but personal life as well. Thank you so much for the flex fit hat and the hoodie. I'm going to wear it once we get out of this surgery and get my ass back in the gym. You are an inspiration not only to myself but friends and family. And do your part to support this veteran-owned business. Again, mammothpowercompany.com. Get your shit in, get the gear on, and let's go to work. Brother Breck, to my right, and she's home. Mm. Yvonne came home last night at 10:35.
Oh, wow.
Always a wonderful drive home from Jackson at that hour. But it was either pick her up that late or make her walk. And the options weren't, you know.
It's a little bit of a walk.
I was going to say, options weren't looking that good. So, yeah, we did the smart thing and went and got her. But I will say this, on the way home, together, we came up with one of the greatest costume ideas ever. Ever. And I am looking very forward with her cooperation to putting together my costume for this year. This is going to be awesome. He goes, "What's Brother Breck wearing for Halloween?" I said, "I can't tell you.
That's a secret."
It's a secret.
Unlike four people that know.
Yes. If you don't have a Halloween costume as of yet, Spirits Costume Stores have put together a top 10 list of some of 2021's most popular costumes. I suggest you get them while you can. And these are pretty generic. Chucky. Clown. Cowboy. Harley Quinn. Okay. A fairy. Cruella De Vil, Spider-Man, dinosaur, rabbit.
Rabbit?
Rabbit.
What is the rabbit? Like, why is it a rabbit? Like, normally it's, you know, I guess Cruella De Vil and Spider-Man, because again, there's, you know, well, Spider-Man every year, but Cruella De Vil.
Harley. Yeah.
And Harley Quinn, you know, they all had movies come out, but what's a rabbit? And you know, witches every year. Witch and princess are every year. Rabbit. That was interesting. Like, is there a show? Any something about a rabbit?
I guess they, you know, want somebody to feel special this year.
Maybe so. I was confused as to why Rabbit was going to be big. I don't know. I didn't know if there was a cartoon, a movie that came out about a rabbit.
But here's something interesting, because according to the website, these are the most popular costumes by city. Atlanta and Nashville, most popular costume there, the rabbit.
I was going to say Bachelorette. So maybe it's just girls. Maybe it's like the slutty rabbit. Yeah. That's what we're going for. It's just like a tail with like lingerie on. And I'm like, I'm a rabbit.
Right? Oh, okay. Kansas City, Missouri, pirate. The most popular costume in Miami. In Key West or fairies. I'll explain that at another time. Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago, Spider-Man. Man. And in L.A. and Phoenix.
Cruella De Vil.
Chucker. I'm excited about my costume this year. I truly, truly am.
So how about this? I was talking to my buddy from Australia. Mm-hmm. He's a radio guy. You know, radio and DJ memes. The Instagram?
Right.
It was him. It was Ed.
Okay.
He's from Australia. And I was sending him a meme about me doing a Halloween party. He's like, you know, Halloween's not that big a deal here. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, there's usually like one or two houses in the neighborhood that does it. And then a bunch of people that yell at him that this ain't America.
Hmm.
So he told me.
That's
Ed.
That's sad. Yeah, I
talked to him. Today's his birthday too.
The second most, popular holiday isn't big in Australia.
That's weird. I'd vote for getting the day off. Actually, I'd rather have St. Patrick's Day off than Halloween.
Really? Well, yeah. You're Irish.
Yeah, well, because I have this thing about, you know, we go from New Year's Day to Memorial Day without a holiday.
How many months is that?
Like, what, January to May?
Ooh.
I mean, you have some in there, like, you know, Martin Luther King Day, but not everybody gets that, like, you know, not everybody gets that off.
Right.
But yeah, most people.
It's a national holiday now.
Most people.
So government officers are closed.
Yeah. Federal holidays. Yeah. But like regular Joes that work, you know, regular jobs don't get it off.
Right.
So yeah, regular Joes, they'll get off from New Year's Day to Memorial Day. So we need something in the middle, and St. Patrick's Day falls right in the middle.
Why don't we have a regular Joe holiday?
Well, I don't know.
That would be
St. Patrick's Day.
There you go. Okay, now let me ask you this. I'm talking about holidays. Would you rather have the day after the Super Bowl as a holiday, or would you rather have St. Patrick's Day? The reason I ask is because that Monday morning hangover, especially after Super Bowl, is rough. So which do you think makes more sense?
I'd still rather have
St. Patrick's Day
because the day after the Super Bowl is too close to New Year's Day. You know, still, it's not stretched out enough. Yeah. I mean, it's in February.
Yeah.
It's like February 1st, February 2nd, something like that. So, I mean, there's like one congressman that brings it up every year to make the day after the Super Bowl holiday. This past year it was President's Day? No.
Well, they had stretched it out.
Yeah. It was President's Day or something. Yeah, whatever it was the day after Super Bowl was President. So, federal holiday. Mm. You know, most people, you know, like you said, you know, some of the government employees and the banks got off. And then they put like Mother's Day and Father's Day on Sunday, so you don't even get those days off. Oh.
Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm still saying, I mean, even if it's not St. Patrick's Day, just give us a holiday in March. Right? That's all we need is one in March. Because, you know, some people have spring break and everything.
Yeah, the kids get that.
Yeah, but like, you know, nobody gets
that. Trying to think. So give sports wise in March.
March Madness?
Yeah. We need something.
The Friday before March Madness?
We need
that's
a holiday.
When you're supposed to get your vasectomy. You know that?
What's that?
You know that? The Friday before March Madness?
Uh-huh.
Or the Thursday before March Madness, you're supposed to get your vasectomy. Because, like, a lot of the clinics, like, do deals that day. Because, you know, you're not supposed to, like, after you get it, you're supposed to, like, sit on the couch and not do anything for, like, 2 days. So that's, like, they do a deal where, like, all right, come in on Thursday morning, get your snip, and then you have a built-in excuse to sit on the couch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and watch March Madness. A lot of them, they'll do deals. Yeah, they'll have like a discount. I don't know about you, but I don't want no discount vasectomy.
Right? Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, like I have no problem paying full price for this. Yeah. That's something that you don't skip on.
Yeah, I was gonna say you don't ever want to hear the words half off. Yeah. With vasectomy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing. It's a real thing. Like that's when they, a lot of guys try to set it up for that Thursday, like Thursday morning. And then watch basketball all weekend. Because then, like, your wife can't do anything, right? Because, like, your wife's already like, oh, you did this for me? Right? You know what I mean? So she's already, like, happy that you did it. And so now you have a built-in excuse to, like, oh, I'm just going to sit here all day long and watch basketball. Can you bring me some food, please? You know?
Oh, my gosh. But are there actually women that feel that men get vasectomies because of them?
It keeps the women from having to, you know, because, like, their version of that's like, major surgery. You know, for guys, it's like
you get your tubes tied.
Yeah, that's like major surgery. For guys, it's like, snap. All right, hang on. All right, go home. Yeah. Basically, outpatient. I mean, it's literally like 10 minutes. It's not anything that long at all. So, like I said, it gives me, you know.
I've never.
You did this for me. You did this for us.
I've never understood that whole thing.
But yeah, I mean, whatever. Not married.
No, I'm just saying in general. No.
I had a friend that he said that. They were dating in college, and it was like that was going to be his wedding present, was it? Because he didn't want kids.
Yeah.
So she was going to buy him a vasectomy. But I guess they changed their mind because they got a kid now.
Well, I was going to say, I hope so.
And he's got like the longest beard in the state of Mississippi. Joker's beard's like down to his knees, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for listening. And if you've ever wondered if there was an animal that reflected your personality, we have the answer to that question. So, what type of animal, according to research, is a reflection of your personality? Let's dig into that, shall we?
Well, I have a pet. Is that on there?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Here's what the type of pet you choose says about your personality. If you have a dog, you are emotionally needy. Dogs love you 100% of the time, always. Every day is the happiest day of your dog's life. Nobody will ever love you as much or as unconditionally as your dog. This is pretty much true. If you own a cat, you could care less. Cats certainly don't give a crap, and neither do you. In the cat's mind, it's your master. If you died in your sleep, your cat would just start eating you about an hour after you missed mealtime.
True.
Fish. If you are a fish owner, you're afraid of commitment. Let's face it. A fish is on par with a plant when it comes to both maintenance and the amount of value it provides. If you own a snake, you are considered fearless. No, you're considered someone I will not go over to your house. You own a pet that could eat you and your whole family given the chance. You are just a freaking weirdo.
What about a rabbit? Is that on there?
No, but we do have gerbils and hamsters.
All right, Richard Gere.
If you own a hamster or gerbil, you are easily entertained. If you are a bird owner, you are not afraid to be a little weird. Somewhere down the line, they used to be dinosaurs. Now they're known for pooping in cages and mimicking your speech. That's pretty much what children do.
Yeah.
Exotic animals. You're cold-blooded. There's a long list of animals that we humans have domesticated over the course of history, and these are just another one. Now, if you don't like animals or pets, and you don't own one, you're a monster. Yeah. So, I guess you're a monster.
I'm a monster.
Apparently.
Didn't say I don't like them.
No.
I have one.
This is if you don't like or have one, you're a monster.
Animals like me. Cats like me.
Cat, yes.
Everybody's like,
baby totally enjoys when you come over.
Everybody's like, why does cats like you so much? And I don't like hate cats or anything. It's just I found out the reason why the reason is because, you know, like you said, cats really don't care, mm-hmm. right? So most cat people, when they see a cat, they're like, oh, you know, whatever. And the mm-hmm. cats are like, yeah, leave me alone. But if you're not a cat person, you're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
So then the cat's like, I want your attention because you're not paying me attention.
Right.
So that's why cats seem to like me, because I'm just like, hey, what's up, cat? I don't really care.
Yeah, baby loves when he comes over. We have a, she's blue. I don't know what that means, but she's
baby blue, like George Strait?
Yeah. Well, she's blue, and I don't know what kind of cat she is. She's just blue. That's all I remember seeing on her little adoption certificate when we adopted her.
My dad stopped by my house yesterday with the bloodhound.
Oh, your twin brother.
Better looking twin brother.
What's his name again?
Buford.
Buford.
Yeah.
They call him Bo.
He stopped by yesterday. I just call him B.
B? Yeah, that's a good name. Yeah, how's he doing?
Well, he's good. Dad didn't let him out of the truck, so he was kind of whining and stuff. But.
Well, see, that's one breed of dog that everybody should have. Because just bloodhounds are just dope. It's just
like most little, you know, little lap dogs think they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Right.
Well, the bloodhound is like 10 feet tall, but he thinks he's a lap dog.
All of your Halloween happenings and fall festivals information is at kix96news.com. There are a boatload of these things in here.
They keep adding on the Breezy for Kosciuszko, and they just keep... They keep calling me like, bro, we add this, add mine. Okay, whatever. You know, I'm happy to do it because you know me on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell everybody, bookmark the page because you want to maximize the opportunities for candy getting.
Yes.
For the kiddies.
Yes.
So also, I'm trying to help you out financially. You don't want to buy a costume and have the kid just wear it for one day. So it starts on Wednesday at Trunk or Treat, and then Thursday you got some more stuff, and then Friday, and then Saturday. I mean, you get 4 days worth out of that costume.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this, and it starts Saturday, October 23rd, and goes all the way through October 31st. 4, 8. There's 15 things to do. Just on this list.
There's probably about 10 on the breezy list in Kosciuszko alone, between churches doing trunk or treats, schools doing trunk or treats.
Yeah.
And on like carnivals on Saturday, and then carnivals on actually on Sunday, and different sort of things. You know, the safety parade in Kosciuszko is on Thursday. That's the big day. That's the day. That's what we did last year.
I was gonna say, how are we going to pull that off and do the football game?
Well, it's from 3 to 6 or 3 to 5. So I'll just go out there.
Oh, okay.
I'll just go out there at 3 and then I'll probably leave a little early. You know,
I was going to say, if we're going to do that, then we're going to have to, because Kosciuszko this Thursday night, and then, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to get out there at 3, and then, I mean, what I'm going to do, I'm probably going to set up Wednesday night, actually, so everything will be out there, and so when I come, I won't have to take anything but the computer
with me. Oh, you're talking about setting up for the game.
Yeah. I won't have to take anything but the computer with me on Thursday. And hey, here's a fun fact, and we got a story about it on BreezyNews.com. This game?
Mm-hmm.
My 100th Kosciuszko football broadcast.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Thursday. So we did a little write up on it about at Breezy News.
100th game.
100th game.
I don't know. I was trying to see if they could work something like you have Dole Campbell Stadium and Bobby Bowden Field.
Oh, I mean, we have Landrum Field at Whippet Stadium.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they could always change the stadium name, like if they get a big donor, you know what I mean? They always do that. But they just call it Whippet Stadium.
I'll just put a statue of you.
What do you say to something like this?
Yeah, it's just Landrum Field for most of us.
Who is Landrum?
I don't know. We've been I have asked a million people that, and nobody knows.
Well, if nobody knows, then damn it, change the name to Riley Field.
That would
be dope.
I have no idea. I've asked the mayor. I asked the former AD, and nobody seems to know who it's after. Hmm.
We gotta find out.
Yeah, trust me. I've tried to find out, do a story on it and stuff, and it is no one's talking or no one knows, or it's one of those things like
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
It's the B Team Podcast, and we thank you so much for tuning in today. It is the award-winning Brother Break, Chris Davis in the Max South Broadband News and Weather Center. And it's totally fine. What have you got?
This is my Christmas list.
Oh, your Christmas list? He's working on it already.
Not for me.
Oh.
What I'm buying for people.
Oh, what you're buying for people.
I have so many, I got to keep them straight. So I got,
well, this would make the ultimate Christmas present, because A, it's free. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And jump on the bandwagon now, because you don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, I've always been a Tom Brady fan when he's winning Super Bowls. Get back in on day one. Come back in on that 7th round or 6th round draft pick, the pudgy Tom Brady. That's where we are right now. When we become, you know, the 50-year-long running program with gazillions of listeners, you can say, I was there from day one, and we are becoming an international sensation. You weren't aware of this, were you? Let me tell you about the places we are popular in. As one would hope, our popularity in the United States is unparalleled at this moment. And it breaks down like this across the United States. We are 48% in Mississippi.
Okay. Makes sense.
18% in Georgia.
All right.
So whoever you are in Georgia, we love you. California, my old stomping grounds. Virginia.
That's like CIA and stuff on us, man.
Yeah.
That's Langley, man.
I don't know who's listening in. I don't know who's listening in Virginia, but we thank you for that. Florida is coming in strong. North Carolina is coming in strong. Tennessee is coming in strong, as is Louisiana. Now, we're not just nationally known because we're known to rock the microphone. I mean, we get stupid. I mean, outrageous. Stay away from us if you're contagious. Unless, of course, you happen to live in, you ready for this?
Sri Lanka.
You blow me away. Not only are we popular in Sri Lanka, but we are just as feared and considered twice as deadly as a Mexican staring frog of southern Sri Lanka. It's true.
I am the deadly Mexican staring frog of southern Sri Lanka. I am very scary and dangerous.
We are huge in Germany. We are like David Hasselhoff of podcast in Germany. The city or county or region is called Hesse, H-E-S-S-E. How would you pronounce that?
I don't ask Johnny. He's the German speaker.
Okay, well.
I know Guten Tag.
Yeah, well, we are banging over there in Germany. No, Heineken, very well.
Laura used to live in Germany.
Really?
Yeah. I think when her daddy was stationed.
Is she like out there?
She's somewhere.
Let me yell at her. Let me yell at her. Hold on. Entertain
the masses while I go get this one. Okay, I'm like drawing some DNA chains over here on my Christmas list. I have a big list here because it's like radio gifts I have to buy. So I have radio people here. And I have like friends list. So that's what it is. I got to turn it over so no one sees. No one sees when I'm buying people.
I understand that your dad was stationed in Germany.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a city, county, area, whatever? I don't know what they call places in Germany.
I'm not sure
either. Townships, whatever. But we are popular as hell in Germany. The podcast, the B-Team podcast.
Okay.
All the beer.
Yes. We're at 100% total population in H-E-S-S-E. Is that Hesse?
Hesse.
So we are like the Hefes and Hesse.
The one person that lives there.
So, what is that next to?
I have no idea.
Because I've been to Germany also.
Well, it gives us just geographical locations, and we are banging in Germany right now.
Well, when my ex-husband was in Germany, there was a lot of young people from this area that was actually there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 19 to 21-year-olds.
So, dude, you could find you, like, the love of your life in Germany. Okay. What if she's, like, you know, related to, like, the Heineken family? Imagine that. Brats and beer and babes.
I got Hessen is close to Alsfeld.
Alsfeld?
Nesta Grunberg.
Grunberg? I mean, because my German consists of this. Was ist los? Nichts ist los. What is happening? Nothing is happening.
Lauterbach, Ramrod. There we go. Ramrod.
Ramrod.
That looks like where we would be. It would be Ramrod. That sounds like someone from Ramrod would really be listening to the B-Team.
Well, it doesn't only stop there in Germany, and we thank you for listening. How do you say thank you in German? Didn't you say Guten Tag?
Or? That's good day.
That's good day? Well, say good day then.
Guten Tag.
We are also banging in England. Ooh. Listeners love us in England, so we appreciate that. Plus, this just then, brace yourself. We are becoming like the hearts in the country that is known as...
Canada?
The love affair that we have with the Great White North. Right now, two major cities. You want to know where? Let's start with this one. Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I think we ought to call Howard right now. I'm going to call him. We're calling Howard, the dashing Canadian who does all of our voice work and has been on the show before.
Where does he live? I know he lives in Canada, but like what?
I don't know. But this is going to be dope.
Hello?
HK.
Hey, BMO.
I've got Breck Riley hanging out with me. You guys have never actually really talked before. But I was showing him the difference of the ringtones when I call you from my cell phone versus the landline. Because when I call you, and we've had this conversation, I get the Pink Floyd Young Lust sound effect. That's when I call you. But when I call you from the landline, it's just a normal, boring, eh.
Oh, you had to show him that.
Or let him hear that. But I wanted to call and thank you, not only for your incredible work that you do for, you know, Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, but you being the dashing Canadian, the voice behind that, which is the juggernaut, which is the B-Team podcast, because we just got our reports based upon geographic location. 100% of our, ready for this? 100% of our listeners come from the planet Earth. And it's getting better. It's getting better. Not only are we dominant within the United States, we, and you're going to love this, we are banging in Germany.
Oh, really? There you go.
Now, ask me what part.
Baugarten, Germany.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with an H and ends with an E.
Hesse?
Yes.
Really?
We are banging in Hesse. So we are the Hefes that are the Hasses in Hesse.
How many streams from Hesse?
It doesn't give me that. It just says 100% of our population that listens in Germany comes from Hesse.
Hesse, there you go.
Now, you want to know something else?
What's that?
Okay, we are also banging in the United Kingdom, the UK, in Liverpool. We're banging. People love us there. And
really?
Yes. And we are also now becoming as big, as powerful as the Hart family in the country that is known as Canada.
Really?
Yes, with 83% of our listening audience coming from Ontario.
Our home and native
Ontario.
Land.
Ontario? Why Ontario?
I don't know. That's where people are listening. And 17% of our listening audience in Canada also comes from Alberta.
Well, yeah, Alberta I can understand. Alberta is
love.
Yeah.
Alberta, and all Alberta, thy sons come.
Hang on, he's talking. Hold on. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that Alberta is a little bit of America and Canada.
Yeah? Well, yeah. What else is Alberta known for?
Oil.
Oil and?
Beef.
Beef.
Alberta's a beautiful province, but it's, it's very, and of course it's known for the Calgary Flames and the Edmonton Oilers, both teams.
NHL hockey, baby.
Wayne Gretzky.
But, and Wayne Gretzky, absolutely.
The greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Well, we just wanted to share that with you because you are probably the driving force behind our international success.
Well, thank you so much, BMO. I don't think that's probably true, but, I'll take it, man. I will.
Let me break this down for you because I know you're a busy man. 45% of our listening audience on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, 30%, and... the rest are kind of like split up all over the place, man. But yeah, we are becoming quite the juggernaut, and it's all because of you.
Howard, asked me where I thought we were big at, I said nursing homes, prisons, and mental institutions.
Well, I would still think you guys are probably leading there, too. If you broke the population stats down further, you'd probably find those. Institutions are probably at the top of the list.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, you are the logistics guru, so we had to call and share that with you. But yeah, how's it feel to be an international superstar, yo?
Hey, man, I feel like who loves you, baby?
You know what I want now? There's only one thing that would make this show complete. I want you to work on this for me because I know you've got connections. You got to get me Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee, okay.
I need Geddy Lee or else I'll be happy with Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Bob and Doug McKenzie might be easier. I know a whole lot of hosers that I could put you in touch with. So. Let me work on that, okay?
All right, brother. Well, we appreciate you and close down the office for the day because you are an international superstar.
I can't believe it, man. I wait till I get to tell Jane. You're sleeping in the house instead of the pool shed.
All right. Things are looking up.
All right. Well, we just wanted to call and let you know how appreciative we are that you've made us the international juggernaut.
Okay, guys. Take it easy. Bye.
Pretty impressive, yo.
I'm just upset I didn't get to finish singing in the Canadian national anthem.
I want him to continue to do our voice work.
Do you know how I know the Canadian national anthem?
I'm going to go with your love and appreciation and respect for Dino Bravo, the Mountie, or maybe the Heart Foundation?
No, that's Ebony Chef.
Really?
They go to Canada to get the beer and bring it back, and then they get caught coming back across because Fest doesn't have his green card. And so then they get taken in by some Mounties. And then they start singing the Canadian national anthem. And Leo, Tommy Chong, is with them as well. So
I spent some time up there during Nam.
Oh, conscientious objector, huh?
No, I didn't mind.
This is kind of interesting, but I'm curious to get your 2 cents on it from someone who is not married. But why do some people not wear a wedding ring?
Oh, that's me. I don't know. I mean,
is there a legitimate reason why you feel if you're married, would you wear yours all the time?
Yeah.
Is there a legitimate reason why someone should never have on a wedding ring?
Only thing I can think of is if you work a job where it could get caught up because, they have the ones now where like they have the rubber ones, and because like sometimes if you work a job, like you get caught and then. Like, it doesn't break away. If a rubber one gets caught, it'll just break away. But if your ring band gets caught on something, it can tear your finger off.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
Other than that, that's the only time I could think of that, maybe. And I'm not huge on wearing it in the shower. I don't like wearing stuff on me in the shower.
You don't wear a lot of jewelry anyway, do you?
My smartwatch. So other than that, that's the only thing. I shower and then, but even then, if you take it off, you risk it like, you know, being knocked down a drain or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So no, I don't see any reason why you'd want to take it off.
601-389-1967. Again, 601-389-1967. Give me a legitimate reason why someone would not wear a wedding band.
Hey, I'm calling to give you guys a good excuse why you guys don't wear the wedding ring.
Okay.
My dad is a large animal vet, and do you have any idea where he sticks his hand?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would definitely work. Hi, why do some people not wear a wedding ring?
I have a reason to not wear my wedding ring.
Okay.
I work with monkeys. Real-life monkeys. They'll try and bite it off if they want it bad enough.
See, it's all about work.
Yeah, okay. Hi, good morning. Why do some people not wear a wedding ring?
You were said just on the radio that you were looking for a good reason not to wear your wedding ring.
Yes.
My brother absolutely loves his wedding ring. He cried at his wedding. He was being, you know, my brother and showing off in water skis, and he wiped out.
Okay.
When he arrived and bobbed to the top of the water, he had no wedding ring anymore. He's never lived that one down. That was 7 years ago.
Oh.
That's something.
Yeah. It's going to get lost like that.
Yeah, let's get one more. Hi, why do some people not wear a wedding ring?
A lot of guys can't wear wedding rings depending on what they do for a living. Other than that, no, I'd make him wear it. That's kind of like false advertising.
Yeah, I with me right now, with all this stuff going on with my surgery, my hands swell something fierce, and I can't wear mine. But I actually have a couple of friends who aren't married who wear wedding rings because it has the opposite of effect on people.
Yeah. No, it's thing. Me and my friends have discussed buying fake wedding bands and going to the bar and seeing how much more you get hit on when you have a wedding ring on than you do, because girls, as women, want what they can't have. So if a married guy is there, and it might be a little bit more alluring than just a single guy. So and for women, it can be the opposite. If women have on a wedding ring or an engagement ring, guys don't hit on them. I've been out with a couple of married guys before, and like, I've been out with them when they were not married, and then when they were married, and they got way more play than when they were married. And, you know, they didn't do anything, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not letting my friends do that kind of stuff. I'm not, you know, I'll be like, yo, reel it in, Hoss. I ain't gonna be party to this.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah, she ain't calling and yelling at me. I will not be party to this. So I'll reel you in, but you know. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I've often thought about it. Like, let's just put one on and go out and see what happens.
Just see what happens.
Just to see what happens.
And political news, President Biden was in New Jersey over Easton Elementary yesterday, and he jokingly told a group of students that one of the reasons that he became president was to avoid answering reporter questions. Check this out.
Hey, guys, thanks for letting me come in your classroom.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. And Mr. President, you ought to talk to me about the presidency. You know, when you're president, see all these people here? They're with you all the time. They get to ask you all kinds of questions, and you try to figure out how you can avoid answering them sometimes.
Why am I not shocked? Why am I not shocked at all?
Wow.
No,
I thought you were going to say one of the kids said, "Let's go, Brandon."
Oh, my God. You got my side hurting. My neck hurts. I'm snorting over here. Make sure you get over to the B-Team Podcast online, bteampodcast.com. There you will find contact information, bios, and more. Also, you can find links at kicks96news.com. But one of my favorite things, other than text and tone questions of the day and random news stories, is where we have the opportunity to ask you ridiculous questions, such as the case with our question today, which is, what is a joke that is so stupid it becomes funny? Some of the responses have been, do you know why scuba divers jump backwards out of a boat? Because if they jump forward, they still be in the boat.
Fish swimming up river, hit its head. What'd he say?
What'd he say?
Damn. What do you call a guy with no arms, no legs on the floor?
Matt.
Matt. Call a guy with no arms, no legs on the wall.
What?
Art.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs in the ocean?
Bob. A guy with no arms and no legs in the mailbox.
What?
Bill. Guy with no arms and no legs in a pile of leaves.
What?
Russell.
Oh. I got nothing else. On that note, that's it for today. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at btteampodcastms@gmail.com.